With September being World Suicide Awareness Month and September the 10th Suicide Awareness Day, St John's Suicide Prevention is running its Stomp Out Stigma Walk and Wellness Fair on Saturday, September 6th. At the event taking place at HMCS Brunswicker on Navy Way, almost 30 organisations providing mental health and wellness services will be present. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Chair of the St John Suicide Prevention Committee, Brandy McCarg, about the event and the importance of awareness of the resources that are available in the area. McCarg spoke about the work of the organisation throughout the year, including an upcoming initiative to raise awareness of the masking of mental health struggles in schools in St John.
September is World Suicide Awareness Month. September 10th is World Suicide Awareness Day. So we host an event every year the Saturday before Suicide Awareness Day. So this year falls on September the 6th. It's a wellness fair in the beginning of the event, and then we end it with a walk and a run for suicide prevention. It's not a fundraise activity. It's for awareness. It's to bring the community together, to have the conversation. This year's theme is changing the narrative and starting the conversation. So really, we're just trying to promote talking about suicide, talking about our mental health as freely as we do our physical health. And so this event happens on Saturday at the HMCS Brunswicker on Navy Way, which is off Chesley Drive. So at 12 o'clock, we'll have a wellness fair. We have at this point, I believe, 27 mental health and wellness organizations that will be setting up information tables. Well, they'll be giving out resources and information about what they do, just really to highlight what's available in and around St. John. Sometimes we find that it's not necessarily that we don't have the resources, that people just aren't aware of what resources are available to them. So we've invited these organizations to really just showcase what they do and how you can access help and support from them. So that will happen just about up until 1 o'clock. And then we have a speaker coming in. Her name is Kristen, and she was best friends with Maddie Murphy, who many may remember lost her battle to suicide a couple of years ago. And so the Maddie Murphy Memorial Foundation does a lot of work in and around our area promoting suicide prevention and really just encouraging the conversation as well. And then we'll go off to the Harbor Passage to do a walk. So you can do a 2K, a 5K, ambitious people can do a 10K.
Is there anything you want to add about what you hope people will take away from the day's events particularly, but the month as a whole?
I think that's the most important takeaway, that there are resources that maybe we maybe don't hear about as much. We don't often hear about the positives and the wonderful resources we have, how many incredible nonprofits and charity organizations, different mental health and wellness organizations in and around the city that are available. And the other piece is just continuing the conversation, talking about suicide has always been a struggle. The stigma does still exist despite our best efforts. So we really just want people to feel that they can talk about it. They can talk about experiences they've had. They can talk about if they're struggling and knowing that it's okay to reach out and get support. It's okay to feel that way, but let us help you is the message we really want to get across.
Did want to ask about what people who might be struggling at the moment, what do they need to know? What can they do? You certainly talked a little bit about the resources available. What else can people do if they are struggling?
Absolutely. So most importantly is reaching out. And, you know, we always say is tell one person. And, you know, if that person doesn't help in the way that you need, you know, keep talking and keep telling someone until they do, because there are people out there who want to help. We do have access to 24-hour resources as well. Across Canada, we have 988, which is a 24-hour talk and text support line. Here in New Brunswick, we also have a New Brunswick crisis line. You can call that number as well, 24 hours a day. You can talk to a care coach. That line is more specifically any mental health issue that you might be struggling with, where 988 is more suicide specific. Either line will help you and provide support. 988 is obviously a little bit easier to remember, and they can certainly provide resources if it is a little bit more coaching and care that you need. So just being aware that those resources are available, you know, in the middle of the night, if you happen to be struggling, that you can reach out to one of those lines. We also have the Bridge the Gap website that has so many resources available on it. So Bridge the Gap, and Gap has two P's in it, .ca, and there's plenty of different resources and phone numbers available there as well. You know, when you're feeling alone and isolated and feeling as though you can't talk about these heavy topics and this important subject, there are people there that are willing to talk and willing to listen. And that's the most important part that we say to everyone. You don't have to have a degree in mental health or a degree in counseling to be able to provide support to loved ones. Just being a listening ear and being able to bridge to other resources is such an important role. So showing up to an event like this shows all your loved ones, if I'm ever struggling, this is somebody who will understand. So it's really just a symbol of that as well. And letting all of the folks in your life know, your loved ones, your colleagues, that you are somebody that is willing to talk about the difficult things and willing to listen as well. We always have a few different ongoing things throughout the year. In June, we had an Ink Your Journey event where we had people come in and get a semicolon tattoo, in semicolon representing, you know, the pause in your life where you might be struggling, but a reminder that the sentence isn't over, to keep going. So we had lots of tattoos happening that day. We were also involved with the Maddie Murphy Big Bed Push last weekend, raising money for NB Copes here in St. John, does a suicide loss retreat. So they do weekend retreats for families, and we partnered with them to do a specific retreat for families impacted by suicide loss. We do provide training throughout the year. So we do applied suicide intervention skills training, and we offer it at a quite a bit of a reduced rate. So our hope is to train people at every workplace so that if somebody is struggling at a workplace, it would be equivalent to having somebody who has first aid training. So it's required that at a workplace, somebody is first aid trained. So we don't see why it's any different that we don't have somebody that's mental health first aid trained. We're currently working on an initiative that we're hoping to bring into the school systems. So again, it's partnering with NB Copes and the Maddie Murphy Memorial Foundation. So one of the things that the Murphy family talk about a lot is Maddie's ability to mask what was going on beneath her, you know, extroverted, sunny, bubbly personality. There was a lot of things that she was really struggling with. So we got together with NB Copes and the Maddie Murphy Foundation, and we had a local artist create a visual representation of that. So we have what we call Maddie's mask, essentially a head, and there's a mask on the front. And when you lift the mask, there's a lot of things going on underneath. So the artist upcycled all sorts of different little symbols of things that are constantly juggling around in our minds. And so our hope is to create a proposal to bring into schools where we can talk about the act of masking and how that impacts students who are really just bearing a lot of those things going on. There is help and support. You know, you're not alone. Sometimes it can feel that way, and we can appreciate why you do feel that way, but understanding there is help and support out there, and please just keep telling someone until someone is willing to listen and to reach out when you're struggling.
More information about St John's Suicide Prevention can be found at sjsuicideprevention.ca or by calling 211. The Suicide Crisis Helpline is 988 and it provides support 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.